Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Doran reaches third base with a triple. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doran scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Strawberry throws the ball into Backman, who relays the ball to Gardenhire, who tags Cruz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal strikes out. Two outs. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey, who is chasing the ball. Strawberry reaches third base with a triple. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds misplays the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Strawberry scores. Brooks moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Doran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabal. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cabal steals second. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabal. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cabal steals third. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabal. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Gardenhire moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Gardenhire scores. Gooden moves to third. Backman moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Vern Rule now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Doran strikes out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 2 in the game. Walling takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Walling moves to third. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 2 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into right field. Poll picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Poll. Gardenhire moves to second. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gooden bunts towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardenhire moves to third. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Bailey and he is out. Reynolds applying the tag. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Doran applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Vern Rule. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Doran hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dipino fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran catches it and throws to first to double up Strawberry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Jim Pankowitz pinch hits for Terry Pohl. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier fields it and throws to second for the out. Cruz scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Ray Knight pinch hits for Mark Bailey. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.